Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. The refuas, Yisrael Menchana, and the refuas, Yochevet Fege Bas Michal Yudis Bas Yob, Sashachol Yisrael, the Rambam, in the seventh parak of Hilchos Avodim, in Halacha Ches, writes, somebody who's half an Eved, half a Ben Choyrin, she'omad raboy v'hikne chetzio l'bnoi ha'koton, and then his master was makne the other half to his, was makne the half Eved, the half Ben Choyrin to his Ben ha'koton, because Beisdin won't force the Ben HaKotan to free him. Shachroi, Ma'amidin Beisdin L'Kotan Apetropus, Rekosevo Apetropus gets Shichur. So Beisdin establishes for this this Ben HaKotan an Apetropus, and this Apetropus writes a get Shichur. And the koisev loich shtal choiv v'chatzi domov. And he writes a shtar choiv that this katan is owed half the money of the eved. Ad kan midivrei harambam. The Rambam is basing himself on the Gemara in Meseches Gittin and af mem omad aleph, the bottom of the page. There, the Gemara relates that there was a certain person, a certain Eved, Ahu Avda de Beit Rei. So he was owned by two Shutfim. And one of them got up and he was Meshachrer, his half. And now he's Faith Chetzi Chetzi, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choyrin. So the other Shutf said to himself, Hash to Shami Be'erban, now the rabbis are going to hear about this. They're going to force me to release the other half. And I'm going to lose out, because we learned that if he's Chetzi Chetzi, since he can't marry a Shifri, he can't marry a Bas Chorin, we force him to free him. We force the other to free the B'dei Eved. Ozel, so he went, Akniyei L'bnoi HaKotan, he was makin into his Ben HaKotan, so that the Beis Din wouldn't get involved, it's because the Beis Din isn't allowed to force this Kotan. So Rabbi Yosef sent the son of Rabba, sent Rav Papa this whole Maisa, and Rav Papa sent back, Kasher also like the father did Ken Yaselo, so it should be done to him, Gemulo Yoshevo Barosha. So he's got to get it on his head. This is what we're going to do. Anan, Kimlan B'Yanuka, we know this Katan, the Makarav Zuz Daitek Abi Zuz, he likes money. Mukuminan, let's establish for him an Apetropos, this representative. We'll send him the Eved. The Eved is going to start making sounds of coins. So he's mefate this katan to free him. V'kosav le'gita de'cherusa, and he'll write for him a get shichur al shmei. And he'll write the get shichur al shmo shel ha'eved. So Rashi explains the purpose of this apotropos. Mukminin apotropos liyanuka will get a representative for this child. To see how much he is assessed for in the marketplace. Because the Eved has to write a shtar for half of his value, that the katan should be paid half of his value. Makarkishlei, where's Makarkishlei? He's going to make noise. Who is going to? Avda. With what? Zuzi. With money. Davramut. V'yinukavotzdochu bezin lakufashir yishachro midaito v'shvil zuzi. So Beis don't want to have to force him. Do it willingly. Ubelav kilkushe zuzi lo efshil v'yinukav lav bar kfiru. V'yapetropesin ein rashayin lahotzi avadim lecheirus v'lo lechuv liyisoymen. So the without making this noise, so the you can't force the child, and apotropos can't be motzi avadim lecheirus, and this child, his mekach, his mekach, and his memkar is a memkar b'metaltalin, like we see in Notes Amud Aleph. And the purpose of the apotropos is to be ma'ayin b'takanaso l'shumay b'damim, to assess his value. Al kopanim, that's the Gemara with the Rashi, and the way the Rambam learns the Gemara is that the apotropos writes the get shichru. Rashi has it that the katan does. Shehu yishachreu midaitoi. It's the katan who's going to do it. The Rambam says it's the apotropos who's going to do it. V'koisev lo yishtar v'dochoy v'chatzi domov. In other words, the Eved is now obligated for half of his value. So that's the Perush HaRambam in this Sugya. This Rambam that we read is how he learns the Sugya. That the Apotropos is going to write the Get Shichru al Shmei. The Raivid is Masig on the Rambam, and he writes Nishtabish Kan Shibush Godol. There's a big shibush over here. There's a big complication, a big mess up. V'chi ha'apotropos koisev get shichu ve'enoi adon. Can the apotropos write a get shichu? He's not the adon. That was also Rashi's taina that the apotropos can't make write a get shichu. Elabezin ma'amidin lo apotropos kedei ledaktik al chatzi domov. So the purpose of the apotropos is also like Rashi, that he should see how much the eschatzi dmei ha'eved. V'akesef goymer boy, you know what frees him? The money. So the Raivid holds that the apotropos can't be meshachar beget shichu, because he's not an adon on the eved, and he can only be meshachar him with money. So we have to understand pshat in the Raivid, the apotropos. Can be meshachar him with money, so we see that he has a koach hashichru like an adon. So ibazoi, why can't he be meshachar him with a shtar? It's like he can be meshachar with kesef. So this apotropos should also be able to be meshachar with a shtar. That's our question. Our avoda is to explain Shitas HaRaivid, and we're going to do so. We've been going through the Shi'urim of Hagon Rabbi Abba Bermanzech Tzadik Levroche, and it's been an extremely rewarding experience, and we hope to continue doing so because it's super geschmack. So we're going to see now what Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba says to explain this Raivid. When somebody does a haknah, the reason we need that the Bailim should do the haknah is just the hechitimtzi. Gabe asiyas haknah, ma sheba'inan sheba'ilim yasu ze, hu rak hechitimtzi, it's just a means. The reason that Bailam have to do it, because that's a means that he should have the koyach to make the haknah. We see yourself for this in the Gemara in Dorim 48b, that a person can make a haknah shall kniyal manas lahaknis. In other words, someone gives someone else a koine, just a koyach haknah and the chayfetz. Reuven gives Shimon a koyach haknah, and this chayfetz that he could be makna the chayfetz to a third party. And when the kohen is makna the chayfetz, the person is kohen from his kohen the whole chayfetz. So we see that by haknah, you don't need to be bailin, as we said before. The bailus is just a chitimtzi, how we should have koyach haknah. But you don't need to be bailin to make a haknah. The haknah, the bailus is just a chitimtzi to be able to make the haknah. That he should have koyach haknah. But if he gives that koyach haknah to somebody else, that's also good, that's also fine. If we say that he has to be bailim, so how does kani al manas lahaknos work? He's not the bailim on the chayfetz. He only has bailus on the haknah. So we have to say that it's mukhach, that for haknah we only require that he should have koyach haknah. And therefore, kani al manas lahaknos, since he doesn't have koyach haknah on the whole chayfetz, since he has a koyach haknah on the chayfetz, he could sell the chayfetz. So that's all we're talking about kinyonim. It would appear that by Gerushin it's not so. There it's not enough to have a koyach to be megarish. Rather, we require that he be the baal. We need an asiyas Gerushin of the baal. And if he's not the baal, even if lu yitzuya, someone should have the koyach legarish, it's not going to be effective because mikol makom he's not the baal. And he is sold for this, we see in the nesivis. In Reish Mem Gimel Sif Kotom Vov, who explains how Shlichus is effective for Ksivas and Esinas Haget, and there's no Chisaron of Shlichus Al Dovel Shalom Bala Oilam, like Tosis holds in Nazir 12a, Divra Maschel Maitaima, that he can make a Shlich to be Mafrish Chala when it's still Kemach, since it's a Dovel Shalom Bala Oilam. So how does it help to make shlichus? And the writing and giving of a get, it's davar shaloi bala oilam. Wow. So writes the Nesivis, umitam de oson shluchin, liyos kebal v'shluchoy shel odom kemoisa, v'nasa kebal mamish v'garish ha'isha, ki ilu hi ishtoi, Isha Hiba Oilam. The reason is because he made him a shliach to be like the Baal, because Shluch Adam Kumaisai, and he becomes like the Baal Mamish, to be Megaresh, the woman, as if it's his wife. And the woman is in the world. So you have the husband who's making this shliach his proxy. The shliach is in his stead, in his place. So the shlich is like the baal, to be megarish the isha, and the isha is ba'olam. So don't tell me to darish shalom ba'olam. The get might not be ba'olam, but the isha is ba'olam. So it's not shlichus al darish shalom ba'olam. Now, if we say that for gerishin, we don't require that he be the baal, you just have koyach to be megarish. How does the nesivus know that by shlichus of gerushin, the shlich becomes like the baal? Why don't we say he's not like the baal? The baal, the husband, just gives the shliach, the koyach, to be megarish, and that's enough. So we have to say that it's that when doing gerushin, we require the asiya kebaal. So that's why the Nesivus says he needs to be like the baal. Because it's not enough that he should have the koyach to be megarish, he has to mamish be like the baal. And therefore, it's muchach that there's a chiddush din shlichus begerushin, that the shliach becomes like the baal. So what we've established thus far is that when it comes to regular kinyonim, all you need is the koyach of haknoa, and when it comes to gerushin, it's not enough. You actually need to be the baal, or to have the status of the baal, but it needs to be the baal, it needs to be the halachic baal, and it's not enough to have koyach haknah. So now, our avoda is to understand, what is the difference between, haknah and gerushin? So the explanation would appear to be that koyach hakna comes from koyach ba'alusoi. Shemasha hadavah hu shelo, zehu sibo shiyeh lo koyach laknoisoi. That koyach hakna comes from koyach his ba'alus. That it belongs to him is a reason that he should have the koyach to be makne. Koyach haknas mikoyach balusa. That it belongs to him is a reason he should have koyach hakna. And since that's the case, as long as it's his, that's a reason that he should have a koyach hakna to be makne, what belongs to him. And then we say the ikar is tala bekoyach hakna. And if all he has, if just all he needs to have is a koyach hakna, even if he's not the bailim, like kniyam nas lahaknos, he could be makne. So the reason you need to be bailim when it comes to kinyanim is because that bailus gives you the koyach of hakna. That's why it has to be shalom. You have a koyach hakna. And therefore, if it's not, you're not the bailim, but you have koyach hakna, that's okay too. But the yikar is that you need koyach hakna. Ma she'en ken gerushin, eino inyan hakna shemakne esa isha la'atzma. By gerushin, it's not an inyan of hakna that he's makna the woman to herself. Because the Rashba writes in Kiddushin, and Daftesan with Aleph, Divu Ramaschul Maskif Lavavina, Ulididi Kashili, the Anon, Shtar Kiddushin Migerushin Yalfina, Niviyotze Vahoysa, Loi Mishtar Mecher, Maiko Makshin of Loidom Mishtar Zvini, Yeshli Loimar Devade Kiddush Shtar Migerushin Yalfina, Miu Iker Kiddushin Midin Kniahu, Uvakulu Kicha Shaifabe. Uvakula tanin and nicknames, the cave and shken af knias shtar kedushin havalel melech mikia shtar zvini. Alma, mahosa makne kosev, avhocha havalel memel shiyichtoiv ha makne. So he's wondering why the Gemara says that it has to be like a shtar mecher. Why should I have to be like a shtar mecher? Shtar kedushin learned from gerushin. And by the gerushin, it's not the makne who writes it, not the woman, but the man. So it's learned from gerushin. So what it needs to be like a shtar kinyan. So enfil the Rashba, that kedusha shtar is learned from gerushin, but nevertheless the ikar kedushin is midin kniya. Isha nikne is oiz lashon of kniya is a kinyan, and therefore it should be like a regular shtar kinyan. And by regular shtar kinyan, the makne writes it. So here also the makne, i.e. the woman who's being makne herself, she should write the shtar kinyan. So mevur b'divrei haRashba. That kinyanim is a kinyan, that kiddushin is a kinyan kimmechir. And therefore, kiddushin is like mechila. Mashen ken gerushin is not the opposite of kiddushin. It's not the flip side of kiddushin, that he's makne to her, what he has in her, that he owns her. No, because then gerushin would also be a kinyan. So why does the Rashba say that kiddushin is not like gerushin? Kiddushin is kinyan, gerushin is not. Kedushin is a mechira, and gerushin is not, because kedushin is kinyandik, and gerushin is not. So we see from this Rashba that gerushin is not an inyan of kinyan at all, but rather it's a heter, it's a hafka, that's matir this woman to the world, and it's mafkia the iser eishes ish sheba. Umimela poka kinyan habal. So it's mafkia her iser eishes ish, and mimela the kinyan goes away. So strictly speaking, gerushin is not a kinyan. Gerushin is a heter for this woman. It's a hafka, that she's no longer connected to this man. And memela, the kinyan falls away. And therefore, you can't compare kedushin, which is fundamentally a kinyan, to gerushin, which is fundamentally a heter and a hafka. And since gerushin is not an inyan of hakna, but rather it's a heter, because of this, we require dafka maise baal. Since if it was an inyan of hakna, then you just need koyach hakna. But since it's not an inyan of hakna, it's an inyan of being mafkia, this connection between, severing the connection between the man and the woman, so it needs to be the man who does it. It can't be somebody else. If it was a kinyan, whoever has koyach hakna. But since it's not a kinyan fundamentally, but rather it's a hafka of this, it's a removal, it's a separation, it's a severing of their bond, well, therefore it has to be the husband. Because that he can do gerushin doesn't come from some koyach, but rather because he is the baal of the isha, and he is bonded to the isha, and memela he's the one who severs the bond to the isha. So when we talk about kinyan, I mean koyach hafka, but here it's not koyach hakna, but here it's not koyach hakna. Here it's the fact that he's a gavra mesuyam, he's the baal of isha, and it's the Torah that gave this man the right, dafka him, the husband, to sever the bond with eshes ne'urov, with the wife of his youth, or even the wife of his old age. And with this, we can understand the svara of the Raivid, that the apotropis cannot be meshachrer b'shtar. Because shichur eved b'shtar is like get isha. It's a maisa meshachrer to be mafkia the avdus. And it's not a maisa hafkoe to be makne the eved to himself. So when you're meshachrer the eved, there's this bond, there's this avdus that he's bound to the adon. And now you're severing that bond. So it's similar to gerushin. And it's not a maisa haknoe. It's not a hakna of the eved to himself. So we are categorizing shichur eved with get. We also know in Gemara they always go together. Shtar shichur of an eved and shtar shichur of a get. Shtar of a get, they're both, they're classified together. And therefore, we require dafka the maisa odoin. It has to be specifically the act of the master. And it's not enough that somebody should just have koyach ha-shichur. It has to be dafka the bailam. And because of this, shichur apotropos b'shtar is not effective. Because yes, it's true that the apotropos has the koyach to be mishachrer, because we see that he has koyach to be mishachrer b'kesef. But, he's not the Adam. He's not the Adam. And therefore, he can't do shichur b'shtar. He can only do shichur b'kesef, but he can't do shichur b'shtar because he's not the Adam. Because again, when we're dealing with the shtar of shichur, that has to be like a get, and there you need bailam. And this apotropos is not the bailam. So that he can't do. But with kesef he can, because he has koyach, he has the koyach of shichur. So he can be mishachru b'kesef, just not with the shtar, because with the shtar he needs actually to be the bailam. The Ramban earlier on, Daf Lamed Ches on the base, Divrei Maaseh v'Hodos Svinon, he's talking about the shichur of the apotropos. And he writes, "Shelo nitna Torah l'shus l'shachar el lebailim dumya diget isha." So that's lahedya, like we've been saying, that the Torah didn't give rishus to be mishachar unless you're the bailim, similar to a get isha. So you see that to be mishachar of a get isha, you need to be the bailim. The mishachar the shtar, you need to be the bailim. And the Tanakhama holds that even the Kesef, the apotropos can't be Mishachar. And the Ramban says, because Ishkesh Havayos La'adadi, we equate the Shtar to Kesef. But I'll call upon him, the way the we paskin, the Ravid paskins, so the apotropos can do it with Kesef, because there he has the Koyach of Shichur, but he doesn't have the Koyach of Bailam, and therefore he can't do it with the Shtar. So we'd like to understand the Geder of the apotropos, and go back then to the Ravid and understand the difference between Shtar and Kesef. And Amir Tashem, we will see continuing the flaws in Torah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Then we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.